Our training camp preparation continues. Greg Brand along with Mike Kraft. We're talking about the Panthers roster. We're on the offensive side of the roster. Mike, we've talked quarterbacks. We've talked running backs. We need to talk about those big boys up front because they're really the ones who make it go. And really a luxury for Ron Rivera and his staff to have some really strong veteran leadership along sprinkled in there with some really fresh young talent. Let's start at center. Ryan Khalil returns after a season-ending injury last year. How important is Khalil to that offensive line?
GB, the man in the middle of this offensive line is so important. I mean, Ryan Khalil is a technician. What he does, because he's not the biggest guy in the world, but what he does so well. And we know before his injury, you know, he was rated as one of the top centers in the league. And when you lose a guy like that from your line, it has to hurt. But guys stepped in. Jeff Van Gardner stepped in during the year and really helped stabilized during a really injury-filled season.
Well, Han Gardner, right now at least, playing in that guard position, that swing position. Let's go to left tackle, though. Jordan Gross, he's been in this league for a decade now. And again, he's one of those guys. He comes to work every day. He brings the levity. He brings the knowledge. And with he and Khalil, it just really seems like, you know, they're the ones who anchor that offensive line. How important is it for Jordan Gross, who some say maybe this is his swan song, if not this year, maybe just a couple years left, for him to play well and finish strong?
Well, it's very important, and the thing about it is he's such a consummate pro. And when you look at Jordan Gross on the field, he really makes things look easy. I mean, just the way he goes about it. He's done that really from day one, because this guy was a day one starter his rookie year. And during all these many years, he's just been so consistent. And if any offensive line coach or offensive coordinator is given one quality of his offensive line, consistent would be one that they would look for.
Well, and Jordan's a lot of fun just to talk to. And if fans, if you haven't had a chance, there's actually a brand new feature here on Panthers.com. It's a podcast called This Is Gross. And I know you've listened to them.
Oh, yeah.
They're really funny, and Jordan's actually going to be doing that all the way through the season. So that was a quick promo for This Is Gross right here on Panthers.com. All right, let's shift to some of the younger guys. Mm-hmm. Amini Sulatolo comes in last year as a rookie.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to really, I mean, learn in the fire. You have Byron Bell at right tackle. He's now entering his third year. There's that youth, a little bit of inexperience, but some pretty talented guys.
But when you look at the young guys like that, and they have, they're such talented physically, but now they have the experience. And Amini went through some rough stretches last year. No one's making any bones about that. He'll be the first one to admit. But he emerges on the other side now, looking at this game with different eyes. I mean, here again, we said this last year, probably in the same segment. He didn't know what he didn't know. Now he knows, and now he spent a whole offseason getting better and preparing himself for the second year. And Byron Bell in his third year, I mean, a really big body. He stepped in as a very young player as well and really was thrown into the fire, and that's benefited him as well.
And you can even sense from both of those guys now how much more comfortable they are this year than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked earlier in some of the segments about depth. Same thing with the offensive line. And a guy like Jeff Byers comes to mind, who you ask him to do whatever. I mean, he'll go get the Gatorade. But Jeff Byers, he's going to play center. He can play the guard positions. Again, how important to have veterans you can trust to go in when a guy goes down.
As we've said in any position review, you have to have depth. And especially on that offensive line, you have to have guys that know each other and are comfortable with each other. There are so many things that offensive linemen have to do in concert that they really have to have a trust in the guys beside them. And when you see guys like that, veterans come in, and now you add a young guy, Edmund Kabila, who I just know right now, the players really like this guy. He has such an infectious personality, and he's coming in now to battle not only as a reserve, but also maybe down the line for one of those starting jobs. So this offensive line is really gelling and really building for the future.
Well, Kabila, a real indication of where general manager Dave Gettleman wants to go. Big bodies. We saw it on both sides of the defense and offensive line. So that's the O-line. Let's wrap this one up. Next time when we come back, why don't we talk about the guys who get almost no recognition on the offense, and that's the tight ends. You know, they need a shout-out, too. They need a little bit of love. We'll have that next time here on Panthers.com.